Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. The other day, I was sitting with my best friend from high school. We'd been friends for 40 plus years, 42 years. Anyway, we were sitting there talking, and we were doing what old friends do. Whatever happened with so-and-so, or why didn't you continue on with so-and-so? And he was asking me about stuff. And I asked him about something. And I said, you know, why didn't you continue on with something? And he said something absolutely brilliant. I told him I was going to share it with you. He said, I don't know. I guess I have a short intention span. And I thought, that summarizes most people. I have a short intention span. I intend to lose 20 pounds. And I'll work on it for a day or two. Now, I'm not speaking about myself. I'm speaking about, that's the kind of thing people will say. Or I intend to quit smoking. But I'll stay with it for a day or two. And we've talked many times as to why the psychological reasons that this happened. You can go back and listen to previous Jumpstarts. But the point is that we do, in fact, have a short intention span. One of the things that I've started doing is that if I've got something key that I'm focusing on resolving or working on or focusing on or whatever, I absolutely force myself to journal every single morning, and I make sure that I mention where I am with that particular thing. I'll either lead with that, that'll be my whole journaling, I'm working on this, or I'm trying to figure this out, or I wonder about this, and I stay absolutely 100% focused on it for longer periods of time so that I have a longer intention span. The problem is that the way you make your decisions, the problem is you don't follow through with them. And you follow through with them when you have a longer intention span. You'll also find that you set fewer intentions. Because rather than setting hundreds and not doing any of them, but feeling good because you get a dopamine rush when you do that, instead of that, you're going to be setting fewer intentions, but accomplishing them. And that's great. So make sure you keep your intentions in front of you. Create a vision board. I have an electronic picture frame with images of places I want to go that I see every time I'm in that room. Figure out ways to maximize your intention span, and you'll accomplish so much more. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.